Welcome to Off the Cuff. I'm regular guy Dean Vitale, and I'm joined by lifelong pastor John Bell. What we do here is we jump on our podcast and we ask John, who's a lifelong pastor, a question. And sometimes they're spiritual questions. Sometimes they're questions that you might be wrestling with. And we just kind of talk it out. And I propose the question to John. We don't rehearse these. I want you to know that we don't rehearse these. What you hear is what we say when we say it. Now, if there's ever a technical snafu, we have to go back and redo it. Well, then you understand that. But today, what we're going to talk about is, if God forgives my sins through accepting his son, Jesus Christ, well, why is it so important that I need to stop sinning? John?
Okay. Good question, as always. You always ask very practical and thoughtful questions. Mm-hmm. I would say, why do I have to stop sinning? I would actually rephrase it and say, I get to stop sinning. When before you come to Christ, there's a certain enjoyment that a person gets out of sin. It doesn't last a long time. It's a pretty short-lived pleasure. That's why it needs to be repeated and repeated, as we said before, and eventually that turns into an addiction. And one of the things that happens to a person is sin always enslaves. As you practice it, it will eventually become your slave master, and you won't be able to stop. The wonderful thing about coming to Christ, coming to Jesus Christ, is he says, you're set free. And if the Son of Man has set you free, you are free indeed. What are you freed from? You're freed from the world and the world system that is constantly trying to entice you. You're freed from the impulses of the devil who runs this world and has set up a whole system of evil to capture people and keep them enslaved. And then you're set free from this internal betrayer that you have called the old nature. And you get a new nature. And the old nature used to be in charge, and the old nature would always want to be in charge, even though it wasn't. That's one of the lies of the evil one. But the old nature would entice you to be in charge, and thus you would do things against God. It's always anti-God. The world, the flesh, and the devil are always anti-God. Now, when a person comes to Christ, they get a new nature. They can now say no to the devil, and they can turn away from the world. In fact, it says you can't love the world and love the Father at the same time. They're mutually exclusive categories. So when you come to Christ, it changes your relationship with everything, and especially sin. And one of the things you'll find as a new believer is sin doesn't taste as good as it used to. And it leaves an awful taste in your mouth. And there's
right, so let me stop you right there. So if somebody's a new believer and they're saying, well, wait a minute, it's still pretty delightful to me, what would you tell him?
Well, one of the things I say is, if a person says, if I accept Christ, can I keep sinning? I would say, first off, you're probably not a Christian. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you're probably not a Christian. Mm-hmm. Because you get a whole new set of desires. It doesn't mean that you always get to act in a positive way as a Christian, but your whole desire, my whole relationship with sin changed, my whole relationship with God changed, and all that change brings about a new want, a new desire. If I find myself still, and this is really what the Epistle of John is all about, if you find yourself continually in a pattern of sin, it may not be the pattern of sin that's the problem. It may be that you're not a believer.
That's good. Okay, so what does he or she do if they find themselves in that pattern?
Well, I think it's always good, rather than to do this by yourself, is to find someone who has accepted Christ, who maybe has some of the same experiences. You know, a guy like you, I think it's wonderful that guys like you in business are out there talking to people, and you can give straight answers to people, and you can say to them, hey, I'll help you with this. I'll help you carry this. I'll help you grow. First, let's just make sure that you're a believer. And there's a lot of deception. There are a lot of people who think they're believers, but are really not believers. And if you're looking for an out to sin, I can tell you right now, you're not a believer. You know, mm-hmm. Why would you want to be a slave again once you've been set free? That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's really good, John. People are not hearing that out there now. That's really good.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit in some future off the cuffs, but the Holy Spirit, you know, when I grieve the Holy Spirit or I quench the Holy Spirit in my life, I feel it. I don't know what it is, and I'm sure you're the same way. You'd admit this. There are things that God just won't let me do. He just won't let me do. Or if I'm doing them, it's like, you need to stop this. You know, because he disciplines his children. It's like a disobedient child. If you're a disobedient child, you're going to get disciplined by God.
And what could that discipline look like, John?
It could be a setback, and you know, it could be depression, it could be unhappiness, it could be circumstantial, it could be losing a business, it could be losing your marriage. No, you can lose your marriage, you can lose your family, you can lose everything. You know, God, whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. You know, but it's so that we will come back to him. You know, he doesn't punish us for punishment's sake. It's not like he's mad at us. But it's like a loving father who wants the best for his children. And here's what he knows. Sin is bad for us. And sin never ends well. Never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was really revealing, and that's full of knowledge. If you're looking for a way to get out of the sin type of life, and you're saying, why do I need to stop sinning if Jesus Christ forgives all my sins? If you're putting your defense in that, you're probably not a believer, and you need to, you know, go back, not collect $200, find somebody that can walk alongside of you and actually be kind of tough with you. Because, you know, I would much rather someone be tough with me and understand what's at stake here. This is not light. This is your eternity. Am I right, John?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Paul's whole goal is to help believers so that they grow into this transformed person that God intends for them when they come to Christ. You know, receiving Christ is just the beginning of the transformation process. The next process, and it takes your whole life for it to happen. It's called sanctification, and it means you are going to be thoroughly changed by you're going to here's an interesting thing. As you grow in grace, you will find yourself sinning less. But as you grow in grace and as you're sinning less, your sin will bother you more and more. mm-hmm. Like if I sin now, I was accepted Christ when I was 8 years old. It bothered me when I was 20. Mm-hmm. It bothered me more when I was 50. And it bothers me more now. I mean, if I'm sharp with someone, I can literally see the look on their face that I hurt them. And I'm like, ah. I did it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's heavy. And you know, we want to be able to get past that finish line, just like that runner. When that runner gets past that finish line as in and completes the task, they raise their arms in victory and say, I did it. And in this case, we did it through the power of Jesus Christ. And, you know, I've said to you before, when I sin, I say to myself, how dare you? You know, how dare you sin against your father like that? Mm-hmm. You're 60 years old. Stop it.
And well, then the thing is,
then you tell me, Dean, it's not of you, it's through the Spirit.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Oh, I know, John. I listen. You know, so it's not you. So you don't take the victory. You don't raise the arms in victory. You understand it's through walking in the Holy Spirit every day.
Here's a verse from Galatians 2, and we can wrap up here. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yeah, that's great. Wonderful. Well, this was definitely worth the cost of subscription. Hey, wait a minute. Everything we do is free. So we're glad you're here. John, again, thank you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. We invite you back next time to listen to more questions from a regular guy and answered by lifelong pastor John Bell. Thanks for listening. We look forward to talking to you again.